Well, now let's go to our third story this hour. Bahrain's main opposition bloc, Al Wefaq, has called for demonstrations ahead of upcoming Formula One Grand Prix to be held in the capital, Manama. In a statement, Al Wefaq called for a rally on Friday on a main highway west of Manama. Similar protests are scheduled across the country ahead of the event, which starts on Sunday. Anti-government protesters have held similar rallies every year since 2011. They say the Formula One governing body fear should cancel the event in Bahrain over the ongoing crackdown on the Al Khalifa regime against peaceful protesters. Rights activists also say that the Formula One event is used as a political tool by the Manama regime to make the world believe that the situation in the country is normal. For more on this, let's talk to Sami Ibrahim, Middle East Affairs Analyst from Birmingham. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Ibrahim, first of all, why don't we see any protest against the violent crackdown by the competing nations in the Formula One race?
Well, as you know, there's a lot of people who actually send complaints and send letters, obviously, to try to convince the authorities. The Formula One should be completely stopped, because that's the way, the only way the regime can stop his human rights abuse is that to know that he's been isolated and boycotted. And sadly, what happened in Bahrain since 2011, over human rights abuse and obviously the attack on the civilian, the peaceful demonstration, only shows one thing, the hypocrisy of the Western government and Muslim companies who actually deal with such regime. As you are aware, the Bahrain hosts the 50th fleet of the American Navy, and they close ally to the United States, which is United States have no problem of this obviously brutal treatment of the civilians, the Bahraini civilians. The attack on the civilians, the using the brutal tactic of arresting people midnight, attacking women and children, not being spared. Doctors who treat those who've been injured by the regime police, being sentenced to 20 years in jail. This is the duty of doctors to treat civilians who got injured by the brutal dictator. So again, the brutal regime